Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, South African businesses faced a tough third quarter last year with rising debt stress and longer debtor days, as well as unexpected economic pressure. The latest Experian Business Debt Index dropping sharply, signaling growing financial strain, particularly in the agricultural sector, which, as we've reported before, was hard hit by drought, floods and livestock diseases. So what does all of this mean for businesses going forward? Are there any signs of relief on the horizon? I'm in conversation now with Jacob van Jaarsveld, who is Head of Commercial Strategy and Innovation at Experian. Jacob, welcome back to the program. Always good to talk to you. The business debt index falling sharply. What were the main drivers behind the decline?
Yeah, Jeremy, thanks for having me. Yeah, as you said, unfortunately, the tough macroeconomic environment, specifically in the agriculture sector of the economy, has resulted in quite a significant negative turn for the business debt index, the Experian Business Debt Index, as businesses particularly feel the pain of a economy that is less resilient than we initially thought. So it's a bit of a challenge for small businesses as we get into a continuous, as you mentioned, the continuous drought that's experienced across many areas of the country. And then also the transport and logistics troubles that we still have in the market. It's tough for small businesses as we look at it from an Experian perspective.
Something which I find quite fascinating, though, is we do are seeing, and certainly towards the end of last year, a little bit more positivity. There were better macroeconomic trends. The end of load shedding this past weekend, let's pretend that didn't happen. We're also seeing a decline or downward trajectory in interest rates, yet business debt stress is still increasing. Is that simply a case of market lag?
Yeah, it's a function of the sectors of the market that a lot of these small businesses are exposed to and the dependency on the components of the economy that's not flourishing. You're 100% right. The load shedding has been positive for a number of small businesses, and we've seen improvements across small businesses that is less dependent on agriculture and your distribution network that needs to be fluent, available, and the blockages at the ports, etc. But on the flip side, as you mentioned, the biggest component for this deterioration is the agriculture side of the business. That said, we must also consider that when things, I think our economy, whilst there was a bit of upside, it's still very fragile. There's a lot of things that need to fall into place, and it's a longer-term turnaround for the economy that's going to have to show a lot more stability across a broad-based sectors of the economy. And until we see that, I believe that businesses will remain distressed, but also very, very careful in how they spend their cash flows. The small businesses that we work with, they're very close to the consumer and close to the people out there, and they can very clearly feel their distress in the market from a consumer side still. So they're very focused on effective cash flow management, which also is a downstream implication in debtors' days, in holding back on some payments or managing payments in a very different way until this fragility goes out of the economy.
So as you rightly say, particularly when it comes to small and medium-sized businesses, cash flow is critical to a successful operation. So what I'm hearing you say, given the outstanding debtor days which have spiked, particularly for SMEs, business liquidity is a huge problem and is probably going to be with us for the remainder of this year at least.
Yeah, I would think so, Jeremy. As I said, the challenge that small businesses face on a day-to-day basis when they deal with consumers, that consumer distress is still there. We haven't seen that improve. We've seen some improvements in terms of consumer default rates, but they're still very, very high. And consumers remain under stress. And as those spending patterns are different, and when one looks at Black Friday, for instance, there was a lot more spend on the FMCG side of the business as opposed to luxury items. Consumers focus their spend on the needs as opposed to the wants. Those needs and that lower consumer expenditure translates into small businesses being not seeing the spend or not seeing the confidence coming through from a consumer side. And as a result, what they do then is they very, very stringently manage their cash flow, even if it means holding back on payments or delaying payments over an extended period of time.
So what type of structural reform then are smaller businesses looking for in order to ease their financial pressure?
Now, they want stability in the economy and clear growth across the majority of sectors. I think the agriculture sector is about 7% of GDP. So if a 7% contributed to GDP can have such a big impact on consumer confidence, not consumer confidence, but small business confidence, imagine if we can get those levels of confidence across the entire market. And there's stability, there's a continuous reduction in interest rates, and small businesses knows exactly what's going to happen and where we're going to go from a growth perspective. Right now, there's so many things still outstanding. You said, let's don't think about what happened on the weekend, whatever the reason for that was. But it takes a little thing like that just to bring that fragility back into the small business's mind, thinking it's not only the struggles in the macro economy that's not growing where we expected it to grow, but there's now load shedding is back. Those type of things. They want stability. They want constant performance. Just a simple, constant performance that they can know how to plan their business makes their worlds fundamentally better.
Having said that, though, businesses in South Africa have become very good at navigating instability.
Absolutely. The one thing that we need to say about South African small businesses, even in an environment where there's very little stability in the greater market, they're very good at managing their businesses. If one looks at the sequestrations for the last quarter, the last reading of sequestrations was one of the lowest in a very long time. And that is an indication of the resilience of small businesses. Yes, it's tough, but it's also one of the biggest employers in the South African economy that creates employment. And they've become extremely resilient in terms of managing these difficult environments. So Give credit to where credit is due to our small businesses. They're tough and they know how to manage businesses effectively, even though they don't have the fundamentals in place to grow very aggressively.
And Jaco, I'm sure those words tonight are resonating with many of our listeners as they drive home after a tough day running their small business. Are there particular steps that a small business should be taking to protect themselves, given that so many of them are struggling with rising debt stress, as you've outlined to me?
Yeah, it's cash flow management. When things are tough, manage your cash flows to the point where you effectively manage the business from a cash perspective. Ultimately, especially when one is in a tough environment like this, as they always say, cash is king, and small businesses need to manage their cash flows effectively. Maybe right now is not the time to expand and grow your business. But the great thing is when things turn and you start growing your business, if you had sound cash flow principles in place, it is far easier to get access to funding on the back of sound cash flow management from a small business perspective.
I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. That is Jaco van Jaarsveld, who is Head of Commercial Strategy and Innovation at Experian. Appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.